The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Friday, one and all. Everyone is looking great in their Hawks gear today. Yeah.
Let's go.
Sorry, absolutely.
My headphones weren't working for a second.
Oh, for shame.
For shame.
I'm also rocking my Coug earrings, though, because the Cougs are playing in San Diego tomorrow.
What's their record right now? Have they only lost once or twice?
Are they 5-1 or 4-1? 5-1.
Okay, but they've only lost once.
Yes, they've only lost once.
And they're only playing high school teams this year,
it's
right?
It's JV squad, which is great for us.
Yeah.
But no, it's very exciting. I love a Blue Friday, also a, you know, getting ready for Cougar football Saturday, Friday.
Also, what better way to celebrate Blue Friday than this morning at 7:20? We'll be talking to Jake Bobo. More Bobo, baby, here on The Rock. And he'll be joining us at 7:20 to talk about the upcoming game against the Buffalo Bills.
He is just one of the most fun people, I think, that we've ever encountered as the Seahawks. You know, being like kind of a new guy and whatever. But do you think he knows anything about flying a freak flag?
I mean, I know he knows a little bit thing about flying a 12th man flag.
Well, we might have to ask him about the freak flag thing today.
Okay.
Happy Friday, Rockaholics. Let's inform these fine folks.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is a very special day to celebrate. I believe all of us will enjoy it. I don't know, maybe not Sarah. No, no shade. But today is Punk for a Day Day.
I mean, she had that one photo with, like, the X's over her eyes when she was very edgy in middle school.
Goth for a day day.
Oh, that was goth?
It was trying to be. Oh. But really, I don't know what it was. It could be a little punk, though.
Do you like any punk music?
I go to emo night. Is that punky?
It's close enough, I guess. Okay. I'll give you a pass.
Punk adjacent.
Thank you.
I spent way too much time this morning to be like, what band do I want to play to celebrate Punk for a Day Day? And I've been going back and forth, and it's kind of been bothering me because I'm like, I feel like that band's a little bit more hardcore than punk, or that band's a little too, you know, punk.
Wow.
I was overthinking
it.
So I ended up picking one that I think Taryn, I think maybe even Danny, you'll appreciate this as well. It's like, you know what? If I had to pick, like, just straight up the quintessential punk band, I'm going with Bad Religion.
So sad that they canceled their show here.
I know, and we still don't know what the family... There was, like, a family emergency situation that canceled the tour.
Yeah, sold out immediately, and they had to cancel their whole tour.
Where were they going to play?
Showbox.
Oh, okay, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I remember getting to see them, what was it, over at Bummer Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same... Yeah,
maybe
no, Social Distortion. My bad.
Social D. Yes, I was there that year.
I get those two confused sometimes. But I also thought, you know, in honor of you, Danny, I feel like we should give a little love to the Northwest's best punk band, still going right now. Shout out to the Boyds and MXPX, who I have to say, I listen to this record way more than any other record these days. Their new album, what is it called? Not Today?
Find a Way Home.
Find a Way Home, but this song is called Not Today.
Yeah, so good.
It's been on a nonstop play in my car,
at
the gym.
Me happy.
Dude, it's such a great record. And shout out to Tom and Mike and Yuri and the boys over at MXPX. Phenomenal record.
So
might
good.
Be their best.
Honestly, and every time they keep coming out with new stuff, it's just like, wow, they're better now than they were, I mean, way back when. And they were good back then.
Yes.
So.
Oh, they've so matured.
Good. Yeah, they've matured. They know how to write music now.
In their sweet punk ways. Well, anyways, happy National Punk for a Day Day. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. We did mention that today is Blue Friday, and they will have a new player on the field come this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, and that man's name is Ernest Jones IV, and I already love this dude. A, his hair is awesome. I don't know if you saw his press conference. He's just got some massive hair going on. And also during the press conference, just seemed like a solid, solid dude. One of the reporters asked about, hey, how excited he is to join the Seahawks. And he talked about his motivation to be on the team and stay on the team. And I loved his answer.
We have a 3-month-old son. So the whole time I'm just thinking about my son and my wife. Sitting on that plane, I don't want to put them through this again. So I'm ready to go play football so I can go out here and show not only the Seahawks, but show that I am what I say I am.
What are you?
I'm a dog. I'm a dog. That's what you're getting. Getting a dog.
I just love that answer right there. He just looked at the reporter and goes, I'm a dog. I'm like, yeah, you are.
I'm a dog. That's what you're getting. Getting a dog. Getting somebody that's a leader, true leader. I'm going to go out there each and every week, put my body on the line for my teammates, for this organization, and my family. So,
what is your son's name?
Ernest. He's the fifth.
Ernest the fifth.
The fifth.
He's Ernest the fourth, and now he's got Ernest the fifth. That is insane.
That's a lot of Ernests.
And also, this is now his third team. He's only been in the league for a few years. He's only 24 years old. Jeez. But he did say that he really thinks that Seattle, he wants Seattle to be the team that he stays with for a very long time.
I do. I'd love to be in Seattle. My wife's happy. She's back into where there's a little city vibe. So
I love that. Happy wife, happy life, even in the world of professional sports.
She's happy. I'm good. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to you know, be on this team for the long haul. If that's where, you know, they see me and fitting in. From there, we, you know, we work out everything else.
By working on everything else, that means at some point you're going to have to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah. Tonight is game one of the World Series, the Yankees versus the Dodgers in L.A., and there is a local tie-in.
Huh.
Squim native Pearl Peterson is a student at the University of Illinois, and she will be singing the national anthem at the World Series for the second consecutive year for game two tomorrow. She's a representative of the Boys and Girls Club of America. Last year, she became the very first youth from the organization to receive this honor.
No pressure.
Yeah, right?
She's already been there, done that. Not a big deal.
Very cool.
Not a big deal, the Seattle Kraken. You know what, though? You got to find a little optimism in this. They're taking on the best team in the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets. They went into this game 6-0. They were up 3-1 against the Seattle Kraken. I'm like, all right, well, that's just what you get. And then all of a sudden, the Kraken turned it on. Two late goals, including Matty Beniers had a couple goals. Finally, he scored. So that was nice. And they ended up tying it, went into overtime, and then lost.
Oh.
But you know what? Hey, we got a point from that. And the Winnipeg Jets are now 7-0. And we play Carolina tomorrow night at Climate Pledge Arena.
I was pretty excited to see it was oven mitt night last night.
I got to get my hands on one of those oven mitts.
They are so cool.
I don't know how I could get one of those. I could trade maybe one of the bobbleheads that we've gotten. If anyone has an oven, that's what a strange request. If anybody out there has a Kraken oven mitt, I would love to work a trade with you.
I know one guy.
Hey, weather. We're hitting a high of 59 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD. That's what's up. And go Hawks.
A man dipped into his wedding fund so that he could go to the World Series.
Oh, boy.
But do you think that his fiancée is okay with it?
If that fiancée's name was Sarah, no.
You're going to find out at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, there's a guy named Raymond Perez, who is a very passionate Yankees fan. And Raymond went ahead and dipped into his wedding savings so that he could get four tickets to the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers.
And now Raymond's getting divorced before he even got married.
The tickets have totaled $9,400.
For four tickets?
For four tickets. $9,400.
This is the dumbest thing that's probably going to come out of my mouth at least in the next 3 minutes. But that doesn't seem all that bad when you're talking about in New York or L.A.,
yeah.
World Series, hot ticket. I wouldn't want to spend that kind of cash, but I spent a lot of money to go see the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I'm not one to talk. But for four tickets, I thought $9,000, you're only getting a pair.
Yeah.
Still a ridiculous amount of money. But in the world that we're in now, I wouldn't have been surprised if you said you just got a pair for $9,000.
For sure.
I mean, shoot, that's a cheap ticket at a Taylor Swift concert these days.
Ouch. So he did get his fiance's approval, by the way.
Okay. Smart.
She and the husband-to-be decided that experiencing the World Series would be worth dipping into that wedding fund. But ticket prices have gone up 71% over the past day. And StubHub is projecting that this could be a record-breaking series in terms of the sales.
That's a lot of money to spend, though. But I think about when I did go to Arizona to see unfortunately, the Seahawks lost that Super Bowl, which this would have been the greatest investment of my entire life and the greatest weekend of my entire life, because I had a blast. My wife and I had so much fun to be able to go and experience a Super Bowl for the first time, all the pomp and circumstance leading up to it, the parties, the events. It couldn't put a price on that. But man, that was a tough ticket to drop some coin on. Especially when the team lost.
How did you end up getting the tickets in the first place? Was it like a StubHub thing or someone said, uh-oh.
Gather around for story time with Steve Migs and how I lost a lot of money. So when we were at the Green Bay Seahawks NFC Conference Championship game. Seahawks win. Now we're high on adrenaline. We have to go to this game. I'm like, babe, you're right. Let's book our flight. Let's book our hotel right now. like while we were still in Lumen Field, and we got all that. We're like, tickets, we'll figure it out. It'll be expensive, but you know, we can make it happen. That year, for some reason, was like the most ridiculous year when it came to Super Bowl tickets. Like, it was unheard of. Even Craig Gass told me, he's like, wait till close to the game. Tickets always go down in price. No different than when we do like a Kraken game. So I'm like, all right. So I'm watching tickets not go down in price, but tickets skyrocket in price, going higher and higher and higher. And it turns out the secondary ticket markets didn't have the supply that they thought they were going to get.
No.
So now people who thought they were getting tickets didn't get tickets. And then so then they jacked the prices up even more because it became even more in demand, to the point where Craig Gass sends me a message and goes, buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't realize any other year it's never been like this. And now I'm stressing because we have tickets. Plane tickets, we have a hotel, but we do not have Seahawks tickets up until the day before the game. We are trying everything. I had like four different things fall through, and I'm like, now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, this sucks. Like, we have to go to this game. What if they win the Super Bowl and we're not there, but we're there?
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Somehow we get in cahoots and get in connection with a former player of the Seahawks, and the former player is selling his tickets. I was like, this is amazing. What a great thing. And so we agree on an amount. And then 2 hours later, he calls me up and goes, hey, actually, I'm going to have to charge you more for these tickets. I have so many people hitting me up that want to pay me double what I was going to charge you. And I'm like, you have got to be freaking kidding me. Are you serious? Now we're yelling. Now I'm yelling at a former Seahawks player. Like, I'm like, what world is this? But I'm like, I'm so mad. Like, I'm so full. So finally, he still charged me way more than we agreed, but way less than what he was trying to get from me and what I saw in the secondary market. But man, that was like the worst day of my life.
Oh no.
I looked at my wife. I'm like, we are spending so much money on these freaking tickets. And we went to the bank to get cash because we wanted cash. And I'm like, I've never taken this much money out in my entire life. I'm like, man, we're going to be check to check for a while, babe. But like, it was just like one of those things where even my wife's like, I don't think we should do it. I'm like, we're doing it. Because we're here.
Yeah, you might as well.
We got caught up in the moment, man. But that was, and it was more than these Yankees tickets.
Ooh.
Damn.
That was the most ridiculous amount of money I've ever spent on anything. And I regret it when I'm hard up for cash. But like, you know, like anything, like, why did I spend all that money on this? But at the time, while we were there, and then we thought they were going to win, I was like, this is money well spent, babe. This is amazing. We're in the, and we got to sit in the players section with all the family. Like, we had all the players, like Richard Sherman's family's right in front of us. All the, like, this was just an insane experience. Like, the energy of that section was on another level because these are family members of these players, and they're all crying, thinking that they're about to win the Super Bowl, and then we're all just like deflated after they didn't.
Oh, no. We don't have to relive that part.
Oh, yeah.
Rockaholics, when did you or your partner spend a ridiculous amount of money on an event? Maybe a concert, a sporting event, any of that. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did you or your partner spend a ridiculous amount of money on an event? Maybe it was a concert. Maybe it was a sporting event like Steve Miggs going to the Super Bowl. 206-803-ROCK. Brian from Gig Harbor, tell us about Beyond Wonderland.
Okay, so when I went to Beyond Wonderland with my now fiance, the whole idea was that she was going to pay for it. I was trying to save money so that way I could get a different car.
Okay.
So she paid the tickets up front and a couple of the other things, like it's a multi-day event, so she paid for the campgrounds and all that stuff so that way we could do that. The only thing that she requested of me that I pay for food, I was fine with that until we ran out of food on the first day, so we were stuck eating venue food the rest of the time.
That's expensive.
It really is. And then I was so frustrated with all that was going on, and I just wanted some alcohol, but they don't allow hard alcohol. But they had like a little venue that was in between the campground and the actual area where the music is taking place. I friggin' bought a bottle of Jack for like $100 for a fifth over there.
Ooh.
And then, but that wasn't even the worst gouge. The worst gouge was the friggin' margarita that I paid $50 for that only had like a single shot of liquor in it. And I was like so mad I threw half of it away because I was like, I can't even get a buzz off this. So I was like, there's no point. I was just more or less ticked off.
You gotta love festival pricing, man. And so Beyond Wonderland, that's the like that's the EDM festival, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, after all is said and done, did you still have a good time?
For the most part, yeah. It's not like my entire scene. I mean, watching people cut up lines is a little bit weird to me.
Yeah. Especially while enjoying a $100 bottle of Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a little rough. Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK. My wife and I planned the trip to Mazatlan for the eclipse last April. Our condo reservation we made a year in advance got screwed up 4 days before we left. And there were only two rooms left in all of Mazatlan. Is it Mazatlan or LAN? All right, Mazatlan. Sounds cooler. So we paid $3,500 for 3 nights at a hotel.
Ooh. Ouch.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think for me, the most I ever spent, and it was at an auction. Brad and I, there was an opportunity to buy a suite for Rush.
Okay.
And this was on like the R40 tour, I want to say.
So a suite in the venue?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was.
I don't know if it was like a suite at a hotel like next door to the Rush concert. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
And I'm like, I'm looking at Brad because I was emceeing the event, and I'm like, you better bid on this, man. We're going home with this. And that was like close to $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah. But we got to bring people into the suite. It was really cool.
So you had a limited amount. You could bring whoever you want. And like, it was your suite?
We had like a limited number of tickets like to access it, but then we snuck people
in. I was going
to
say, then you pass it on. Every time. Hey, it's kind of like us at the Metallica thing when we got access to a suite. All of a sudden, everybody that we knew in their sister was coming into that suite because we all had screenshots of the ticket to get in, which was, I think, hilarious.
Steve, don't tell our secrets.
Okay, my bad. Forget any of that was said. So he said, hey, Migs, my ex and I, we spent $3,800 for a pair of tickets on the 200 level the year before at MetLife Stadium for the Seahawks Super Bowl game, and we watched the Hawks win. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Oh. Alan from Seattle, you went to Disneyland, and what happened?
Well, the trip actually ended up falling through the floor. We didn't get to make it to Disneyland thanks to COVID and all that good stuff.
Oh, no.
We ended up booking the trip. It was going to be a Christmas Disneyland trip for me, the wife, and the 6 kids. And booked it in June. COVID started really hitting the map about November, December. And then we had actually canceled the trip about October, which was about 4 or 5 months after we booked the trip, and we were thinking, okay, we're not going to get the money back. And the policy, we were literally within 30 days of the policy of not getting our money back, but it took about until February for us to get our money back, but we were sweating the whole time. But
did you get all of it back, or did you like, or some of it just a total loss?
Between the vacation rental house for 10 days that we had booked, and the Disneyland trip for 6 days, and we ended up getting it all back, thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully.
Still no Disneyland for the kids, so they're the ones that had to suffer.
Yeah, I hope you guys are going to make another trip at some point.
Oh, if I have anything to do with it, we will.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say we won't. I was like, damn.
I have one child. I can't even imagine taking 6 kids to Disneyland.
6 kids has got to be like, you know, you got to take out like a loan on your home.
Yeah. Making it rain at the park.
Making it rain with Mickey and Minnie.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is sitting at 299 wins, 90 losses, and 52 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.